Outlawing accidents. I like that part of your letter in which you argue that law and order must pervade the universe, regardless of the apparent confusion and even danger that lurk here and there. I suspect you have been reading my editorial, Security Conscious. It is proverbial that we see and know in part only. Our everyday perception and understanding are insufficient to take in the perfection and security that surround us. But reason tells us that they exist to the exclusion of chaos and destruction, because we live in a realm where principle reigns, a realm of spirit where all things and all creatures are spiritual. Thereby are accidents and casualties outlawed. They have their supposed existence in that spectral world of matter, outside of which all is serene and peaceful. Intelligent thinking, which is the major ingredient of prayer, puts us in that ideal environment. Watch your step is sound practical advice, but watch your thinking comes first, does it not? Enlightened and balanced thought refuses to dwell on the specter of disorder and danger, insisting that undeviating principle governs all things from the minutest to the mightiest. The hammer I wield and the car I drive, you ask? Well, if not, who or what does direct them? You had better not turn them over to chance. Too much of that nonsense has already been indulged. It accounts for every mishap that has darkened human experience. Do you not wonder how people dare speak of luck in the face of the sublime fact that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth? We must not relegate God to the region beyond the clouds. He glorifies the commonest tasks and the thoroughfares of everyday existence. He sanctifies every spot you and I will ever tread. Exodus has it, "The place whereon thou standest is holy ground." People are prompt to admit that there are no accidents in spirit or mind. Certainly there are not. What you and I are interested in is that there shall be no accidents in the highways we travel or in the shops or kitchens where we work. We are slow to acknowledge that law and order is established in those supposedly mundane quarters. But they are. And for one to recognize understandingly that principle is always and everywhere in control, wheresoever he may be, or whatsoever he may be doing, will introduce safety into his experience. Principle governs not only him and his movements, but it governs the implements he employs and the people in propinquity with him. Be alert to realize these momentous truths as you go about your daily routine. Thereby is raised a wall of defense against accident. Thereby is divine law made to operate in human affairs. Write again, and we will continue the discussion.